This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Matthew Mitchum was the first openly gay Australian athlete to win gold at the Olympics. Informer reporter Nick Hines asked him about his new role as ANZ's LGBT grant ambassador.
And I guess I've got to start with the congratulations. Obviously, you must be hearing that a lot, but I think it's so well-deserved. It's super exciting times for you getting engaged. Can you tell me about how that all happened?
Luke and I met. I guess that's a good place to start. And we fell in love. And then he's English and his Australian visa was running out. So I decided to move to England. And then we had a fight one night and the next day he proposed to me. So... it's been a roller coaster.
It's beautiful. And you've just been announced as the ambassador for the ANZ and Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Community Grants Program. Where in 2019 does that importance come from? Like, why do we need these LGBTQI+ community groups?
I mean, I would hope that anything community-based is always going to be important. I feel like, you know, I think people find less importance in making the time and effort to... you know, to be involved in their communities. But community is always going to be important. And I feel like, you know, once we get to the stage where we're seeing that social media is actually making us more antisocial, we're going to realize more and more the benefit of like being physically involved and present in each of our individual communities. And we can't, you know, if there is no like funding, if there are no incentives and opportunities for these community initiatives to actually keep going, then there will be nothing for people to actually go and physically get involved in. There will be no youth drop-in centres for queer youth growing up, you know, to actually meet other queer youth, other queer teenagers. You know, there will be no local bake-offs that fundraise for, you know, the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation, for example, or, you know, like these community programs and community initiatives help with connection, help with identification, help with support. There are so many things that a community is so important for that I'm absolutely guilty of taking for granted. And so that's why when this opportunity came up for me, I thought it was a really important thing to be a part of. I believed in it. And you know, I had my own experiences of, you know, using a community service as a teenager that had such a profound impact on my life that I then, you know, once I had my own platform, I've gone and been a part of other, you know, community programs because I feel like, you know, what I was given freely is my responsibility to pass on freely.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.